Hey Matt, it's JR Torres. Just wanted to follow up with you on Tranic. I wanted to let you know we did have a call this morning with Jamie, and it did go well. Travis was not able to join on it, but Jamie did go through it, and we did talk about kind of the payroll set, what that's going to look like. So they're just starting the process of the onboarding now. And then we talked a little bit about benefits. They're going to go with the Master Policy Medical through the PEO, but they're going to, my understanding, they're going to keep the ancillary coverages, the dental vision and whatnot, with you guys. So you guys will have to still enroll and administer those ancillary benefits, and then she'll give the elections over to the payroll company to payroll deduct. The only thing that's important to note is that because they're keeping your dental and vision, you will still have to use whatever method you're using today for COBRA administration for the dental and vision policies, because the PO will not administer COBRA for outside dental and vision policies, because those dental and vision policies are tied to the client's FEIN and not their FEIN like the Master Medical is. So they'll do the medical COBRA, but you'll still have to do the dental and vision COBRA. And then whatever elections are done, she'll provide those over to the payroll company to do payroll deductions. The PEO is going to take over administration on the HSA and FSA, because they have that already set up through them. And so I confirmed on the call today, or after the call, they did confirm the HSA on the call, and then after the call, they confirmed that they'll also do the FSA as well. Even for members that are not enrolled in the medical, they'll still do the FSA administration for that. So everything went well. Just wanted to give you an update. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. Take care. Have a good day.